You're listening to the audio production of A Cry from the Dust by Carrie Stewart Parks, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Lauren Ezzo. To Frank, who taught me to fish. Grasshopper. Foreword. Before I met her, Carrie Stewart Parks was already a forensic artist with years of experience in reconstructing crime scenes, drawing composites of bad guys from witness descriptions, recreating faces of the dead on Shudder, their original skulls. Once she was interviewing a witness to a murder when she realized he was the murderer. She still has photos of people she's had to draw the way they used to look before they were shot, clubbed, stabbed, drowned, you name it. Consequently, every dinner my wife Barb and I had with her and her husband Rick, my banjo-picking buddy, included stories. Some hilarious, some astounding, some a little difficult to hear while eating a rare steak. At least 12 years ago, she said, "I've been working on a novel. It's just in the first stages. Would you like to take a look at it and tell me what you think?" And she said all that to Barb. Well, Barb read it and passed the pages to me as we lay in bed. I thought. Not bad. No, you lost me here. Ah, I like this. Oh, Carrie, don't do that. Now this works. Finally, I responded to the question Carrie never asked, but, you know, sort of did. Okay, I'd help her. It was a no-brainer. From then on, every few weeks, she hollered at the back door, knock, knock, then brought in a case full of pens, highlighters, post-it notes, her computer, and pages of manuscript. Her homework. A copy for her, a copy for me. She read aloud.